yeah, when we were going on, we were going from Delhi to Ujjain, and I just went into town for a few hours just to check out the progress of the deity's jewelry, and then we came out to the airport, and we were there early, and we went into the jet lounge, and that was in Delhi Airport, and we were sitting there for about 2-3 hours. It was really, really a phenomenally depressing atmosphere. Every single person who was there, man and woman, was drinking beer or alcohol. I'm talking about the Indians. They were all eating meat. You know, ultimately the place got so packed, they ended up sitting at our table eating and drinking this stuff. But everybody, it was amazing. Everybody was drinking. It was like some kind of weird, weird nightmare. And seeing how India's really, really gone to the pits, it's really becoming degraded.
The last night, my legs actually.
It's so visibly, isn't it? What was Bombay like?
Bombay.
It must be.
It's the pit.
When we were.
You're not making the billboards.
Yeah.
The billboards are becoming extremely sensual. You know, and they had this big thing when that was that guy's Richard Gere.
Yeah.
When he kissed
this one model.
Yeah. Public. But look at their billboards.
When we were through the security check and we were just standing there, and again we had to wait because the flight was delayed, we were looking around, there wasn't one woman in a sari.
Jeans, right?
There were jeans, at best Punjabi suits, or not even full-on Punjabi suits, but just not one woman in a sari. And I was in Calcutta. I was speaking to Babai Chiranjeev Krishnadas, Chaitanya Das' son, and he was sort of, he's now 33, and I knew him since he was 9 or something, and he was just giving his experience of how much Calcutta's changed. Just as you go to a park in Calcutta, it's like being in New York or something. You see the youth doing things you'd expect that, you know, in downtown America. It's really
that's what material prosperity does.
Yeah. And it'll keep going wilder and wilder and wilder. Just looking through a newspaper and seeing how the women look, how they're dressed, how they do reviews of movies and so on, and it's extremely degraded. It's like the West.
Even the newspapers. Sometimes they look at the newspapers. It's pictures in the shop. You'd never expect to see something like that, did you?
There was one newspaper article I was reading, and they were highlighting sort of the moral degradation that because of some fertility problems, you know, when men aren't fertile enough or something, so they have to have artificial
insemination.
Yeah, women. And so the real thing is that they pay university students 500 rupees, you know, to provide their semen. And they, you know, he has to abstain for a couple of days, then, you know, he comes into, this is a government-funded, sponsored place, he comes in, you know, they show him a lurid movie and so on, and then Hare Krishna. So they say that, you know, in the past, you know, if anyone who who would just engage even sex with himself, they were like ostracized. Now it's like something you advertise and pay people for, university students, and that's how they make the money on the side. Really, it's not what Prabhupada expected. Prabhupada really wanted to see us making a real change in India. I mean, it's obvious we're not making any kind of change. You know, maybe people like being a little religious, like coming to the temple, and some people are chanting and hearing. But on the scale, on an Indian scale, on a national scale, our impact is not, it's not balancing off what materialism is inspiring.
Yeah. More evidence that it can't go on. Something has to happen. Because kind of exploitation of resources and exploitation of life that this country has the potential of doing with it, considering its population, it just can't keep on going on in that direction.
It, I was talking about that with Babai. That, you know, they talk about India being a superpower, that it's, you know, the up-and-coming superpower, but it's a joke for anyone who knows India. They may have certain resources and ability, but there's no infrastructure to handle what their plans are. You know, you can't even... They may be manufacturing, you know, cars and making the 1 lakh car, but they got no roads. You can't even drive them in a town. The towns are sort of like gridlocked. One day they'll manufacture, you know, the last car and they put it on the road and it'll like gridlock Delhi or Calcutta and the whole place will just come to a standstill. There's no infrastructure. Airports, roads, train system. And that's just representative of so many other things. That's just the transportation sector. Because they're exploitative. They don't do things in a proactive way. They just, you know, ultimately, when everything's about to break down, then they do something. But otherwise, they don't plan ahead for the future. It's a good thing he's a slow driver by comparison to some.
Not good, my driver?
Huh?
Driving is not good?
Driving is good.
Driving is good. Just careful and slow. And Rabbi, when you want to stop to eat, then, you know, you stop somewhere. But not off the road, on road.
On road.
On road, yeah.
No. This road, back road, this go straight, this road touch. Actually, this is a shortcut, very shortcut.
Oh, I see.
Go straight.
I don't mind if you would have went on shortcut. Could have gone there.
A good road, very nice road, no traffic.
So why didn't you go there? It's okay with me. As long as we get to Rishikesh. Now it's 3 o'clock.
145 kilometers.
That's just the hard way.
That's just the hard way. How much farther is it to Rishikesh?
25, 30. Maybe 35. But it's not just in India, it's in America. That article that I have also, same thing, the level of poverty in America, how many people live on the poverty line? Something like 30 million Americans below poverty level, the amount of crime, the increasing crime rate, the fact that in America there are 250 million guns, one for every man, woman, and child.
250
million guns in circulation.
Wonder every day.
Thanks to gun law, that's right. They give some far-out statistics how every, I don't know, 20 minutes or something, there's a violent murder takes place in the States, yeah, and so many other things.
That's phenomenal. 250 million guns.
Yeah. And
that makes me think that the amount of murders, these mass murders that are doing, it's going to have to be on the rise.
Sure.
It's becoming a trend.
Everyone has access to them.
And they found out that, you know, that those two mass murders in the colleges, that both guns were bought from the same gun shop.
Really?
Yeah, the two of them. There was the one at Virginia Tech, and then there was another one afterwards. I can't remember which campus it was on. And both guns were bought from the same gun store.
But it's everywhere. It can, you know, either the infrastructure or just nature itself, like Prabhupada says, material nature won't tolerate. How low can you go? How long can they keep on going at this pace, living at this lifestyle, committing this level of sins, killing animals, killing each other? Now the 4,000th American soldier just died in Iraq.
4,000.
I mean, it's not a it's not a huge number by comparison to wars, but I told you when they had D-Day on the first day before they set up beachhead, 250,000 Allied soldiers died. That's why they dropped the bomb on Hiroshima. Because the Americans, then they would have had to invade Japan, and they figured it would cost 500,000 lives, American soldiers, to invade Japan. Yeah, sooner or later, something is going to give.
Something has to give. I just can't.
Maybe giving with us pretty soon.
China's becoming like this also.
Yeah, they're also eating up resources, something like building a coal plant every week or something. A coal-driven electric generator on a weekly basis. Eating up power from all over the world. And the solution is Krishna consciousness, but Krishna consciousness isn't. We'd really have to be doing something super to counterbalance this. Ultimately, it'll have to be in Krishna's hands to bring about something. Hare Krishna.